So my full name is Zineb Outnouna. Where I come from is Morocco, and we don't have middle names there. And I was born in March 19th, 1976. That makes me 42, almost 43 years old. It was fun, but it's completely different from here, though. We are a big family, so we are 7 in my family. So I have 1 sister and 5 brothers. But my sister got married and moved to France when I was 9 years old, so I grew up with 5 brothers at the house. Not fun. 5 brothers, not fun. It was the normal childhood, just like here. We played a lot outside, like riding my bike. I came here when I was 21 years old. It was always a dream for me to come to the United States. I saw it on TV. I saw it in movies. I liked the lifestyle. I always keep hearing it's a land of opportunity, and I wanted opportunity. My mother told me that I've been talking about coming to the United States since I was 5. I don't remember it, but that's what she said. I have a sister and brother in France, and I told them, no, I'm not going to France. I'm going to the United States, and I was talking about it since I was a kid. In the U.S., everything is fast-paced, and everything is timed, and everything is like boom, 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 boom. The bus comes at 8:42, not 43, 42. Back in Morocco, we're more chill. Bus is going to come whenever it's going to get here. Well, when I first came to the United States, I didn't come directly to Pittsburgh. I came here to work for Walt Disney World Company. Walt Disney World goes to my college and they choose 7 people every year. So you have to know English well, you have to be good students, and they gave you the opportunity, the chance to come here. So I was one of the 7 people who were chosen to come here, represent Morocco in a place called Epcot Center. And I worked with them for a while, and then when I finished my contract, I had friends who are here from Pittsburgh, and I came up here, and I haven't left ever since. I was scared. I was nervous and scared, but excited at the same time. All of the emotions. Because you don't know what to expect. I'm coming here. I've never been to the United States before. I don't know anybody. Am I going to be happy? Am I going to succeed? Am I going to have problems? Am I going to understand them when they talk? Are they going to understand me when I talk? So it was a lot of mixed feeling. The first day was very difficult for me. Especially with the language, because even though I learned how to speak language back home in Morocco, back home we don't use a lot of slang, so I did not know slang. So when people would say to me, what's up? I don't know what what's up means. You know, I've never heard what's up. When people would say, what's up? I look up. The ceiling? The sky? What are you talking about? Then after that, I realized that means, hello, how are you? Had there been things that were challenging for me that it was tough to overcome? Yes. When I first arrived here, I thought that people talk so fast and I couldn't catch up. I couldn't understand what they were saying. And then when I will speak, they're like, huh, what, what, what? And I will make mistakes. And I still make mistakes when I speak English. I still make mistakes, but I do not focus on that. I try not to just beat myself up and say, oh, I made a mistake. I shouldn't have made a mistake. I'm like, all right, so I made a mistake. So what? I'll move on. Persistence is the key because it was worth it. It is worth it. Right now, I own a company that is called Atlas Dreams Languages, and it's a company that does translation, interpretation, and teaching of foreign languages. Your dream job should take advantage of your skills. And I realized that a lot of people compliment me about speaking different languages. So I started teaching Arabic and French, and I loved it. I absolutely loved it. I'm like, yes, this is awesome. So from there, I started translating. And then I was like, well, I found this gift and I found this way of making a living. Why don't I bring other people who have the same gifts but with other languages? And we become all one big happy family. And we call that family Atlas Dreams Languages. I would say to people, really work hard. Everything is possible. Whatever you want, you can accomplish if you just stay focused. Life will have problems, but you should not focus on the problems. You should focus on the solution. This is the land of opportunity, do not give up and you should go after what you want all the time.